For much too long a time, I've been lambasting friends on my private email list with darkly humorous references to America becoming a third world nation, sending goofy, bogus headlines that have an intro that goes something like this. Breaking news, this just in, from American Third World Radio News. Even if anyone on my send list never thought that was worth one laugh, it's certainly not funny to me either anymore. Since seeing Charles Ferguson's nail-em-to-the-wall anti-deregulation movie called Inside Job. It's a documentary guaranteed to make your blood pressure spike even if you took three lisinoprils before going to the theater. That's because it's a highly professionally filmed account that reveals, for those who wish to know, how capitalism is eating away at itself to the detriment of middle-class America and, of course, the already poor citizens of this nation. But before you get your political dander up, left or right, listen to me. Ferguson, who's a guy that adheres to the fairness doctrine when it comes to making a documentary movie, has a plentitude of blame to go around for Reagan, Bush 1, Clinton, Bush 2, and Obama. Inside Job begins with the September 2008 crash of the Icelandic economy, then swings on down the Atlantic to America's East Coast, mainly New York's Wall Street, and Washington, D.C.'s K Street, with stops along the way at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and the U.S. Capitol. The usual suspects are prominent Bernanke, Geithner, Summers, Paulson, and Greenspan, as well as several highly salaried and well-bonused CEOs of firms with familiar-sounding names like AIG, Lehman Brothers, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Citicorp, and the list goes on ad nauseum in the subprime tsunami that swept ashore about 6 months before Bush 43 termed out. Inside Job's take is that the foundation of most of our financial instability rests on years of deregulation, beginning in the early 80s, that finally brings financiers to the nifty position of legally avoiding risk if their investments go sour. You know, like in a really neat dream where, say, you're at a Tahoe casino, and when you bet $1,000 to win $5,000 and you lose the bet, the house lets you keep your $1,000 wager? And, American taxpayers have to cough up that grand you put on the table? Reminds me of that great old Gershwin tune, Nice Work If You Can Get It. Well, Wall Street and the big banks and financial houses did get it. And as it's been so apparent since even before September 2008, the U.S. economy is really getting it, if you know what I mean. Inside Job is narrated by Matt Damon and a real journalistic piece of work. Director Ferguson went to school, as they say, on a very technical and complex story and showed up with the cojones and his camera to face down some of the really big boys who built their financial casino sandbox, as well as clever academics officed in economic departments of various universities. Ferguson packs this sad and enraging saga of modern-day robber barons into a neat and lucid package for all to see. Some phrases heard in the several interviews of those who actually agreed to appear on camera go something like this. It's an out-of-control financial industry, a captured political system. When the banks are too big, they know they'll get bailed out, and so on. Some interviewees stutter and stammer, clawing for answers to hardball questions posed by Ferguson, who's always off camera. One subject, weak-eyed, asks if the camera can be turned off, which is a great place to not stop the camera, but instead make an edit to the next scene. The word socialism is being routinely bandied about on news and opinion talk programs these days in regard to the government providing too many tax dollars to the elderly, poor, sick, and the uneducated, just to mention four on that list. Less seldom do we hear about the flip side of socialism, that being too much taxpayer money being doled out in the form of corporate welfare or bailouts and tax cuts to the super wealthy as well as the money speculators and money lenders, that is, when they're lending it. Socialism that careens too far to the left or too far to the right isn't what comprises the guts of America. If Charles Ferguson's Inside Job doesn't make the Oscar cut for at least a Best 2010 documentary nomination, everyone should be making plans to demonstrate at the 18th hole. Links to other film reviews by the guy with his voice are TulsaTVMemories.com and under reviews at IMDb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.